On the phone right now, a woman known as Crash. When she is out on the roller rink, she's a roller derby girl. Fearless there, a little nervous about being on the radio, but thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Absolutely.
We're talking about the Roller Derby Love event. What is it?
It's our annual blood drive with the Red Cross. It's this Saturday, October 18th, from 11 to 5, right in the parking lot of Calskate, which is located at 6100 Commerce Boulevard in Rona Park. We'll have the big bus right in front of the rink where everybody can come in and donate.
Are you rolling around at the same time?
We will have some on skates and then some not on skates.
There's no actual competition?
No, not that day. We are having a game, however, next weekend.
What's the connection between blood drives and roller girls?
We were reached out by Brown Paper Tickets and the Red Cross to help promote their blood drive and just get a lot of interest going. Last year, we were able to save about 660 lives just based on the blood collection from the tour in California. Our league is always one that wants to give back to the community, and we thought this was probably one of the best ways to do so.
It's not because the survivors of the matches need a lot of transfusions then?
No, we don't have as much blood on the track as people think.
The whole roller thing has been kind of a resurgence here in the North Bay lately, and you've been part of that for how long?
I personally have been with the league for the last 3 years. Our league has been in place for about 4 years now. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for women of all ages and backgrounds just to get together and work out some aggression.
It seems to have somehow moved from a rather seamy thing many years ago to being kind of mainstream and almost wholesome now. How did that happen?
You know, it's just as the sport evolved, the athleticism of it just kind of grew. And there's just a lot more competitiveness versus what people used to think of, like the wrestling back in the days where it was a lot of show. Our girls these days are very competitive and striving for the best out of our athletes.
People still get hurt?
Of course. You can't have a contact sport without some kind of bruises or breaks. We do have broken bones every so often, but it's not frequent.
At the blood drive itself, what should people expect to find?
Well, we will have an open skate that day, so people can go into Calskate and skate. Outside, we will have the bus where you can donate. We will have some of our girls there as well with our little booth where you can purchase merchandise. We'll have a bake sale, and also you'll be able to take pictures with one of your favorite derby girls.
Sounds like an event worth turning out for. Thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you.